You're listening to SBS News.
Riot police in Thailand use a water cannon on pro-democracy protesters to stop them from forcing their way through security barricades. Mass demonstrations have been taking place for months now, calling for an overhaul of the constitution, reform of the monarch's role, and for the reversal of changes that gave the king personal control of the royal fortune. In Australia, the demonstrations may be on a smaller scale, but their voices are just as loud. Kanya Natkalfayanis moved to Sydney from Thailand a year ago. She's a member of the Australian Alliance for Thai Democracy, which is lobbying the federal government to publicly condemn human rights violations in Thailand, sanction the Thai government, and cease military cooperation with Thailand. Ms. Kalfayanis describes the scenes of protests in Thailand as heartbreaking.
Watching from here is really heartbreaking. At first, we feel that we're powerless. We can't do anything. And then we try to find any ways that we can help Thailand, and so that's why we came out to protest, and we seek the international help as well.
Thai expatriates are supporting the pro-democracy cause from Australia in calling for political reform in their home country. Ms. Kalfayanis started a movement which made its way to Canberra. She says despite the distance from home, any challenge to the Thai monarchy can attract serious consequences.
I know that if I'm protesting in front of the Royal Embassy in Canberra, I might be banned or following coming back to my own country. But I am willing to do so if it would help the protesters in Thailand for their safety. Either winning or death, the only death sentence waiting for us. So the protesters in Thailand are giving all they have.
Historically, criticism or condemnation of the monarchy in Thailand and its activities has regularly been punished. It is legally prohibited. While anti-monarchy protests take place, so too do mass gatherings of royalists in Thailand. Kai Hillam has lived in Australia for 40 years. Her loyalty to the king remains strong.
The king is mean everything for Thai people, because he is the one who hold out Thai people together. We king has such a doing such a good work for the country, helping all the people. But the people who doesn't have the king, the monarchy in the country, they will not understand. We grow up in the way of that we have a king. King is, we are represent like he's a father. The queen is like mother. And we are the children, so we are attached.
It seems the generational gap is widening between younger pro-democracy protesters and older traditional monarchy supporters. Even in Sydney's Thai town, a popular hub filled with Thai cuisine and culture, the divide between generations is evident. Some students told SBS News they were too afraid to comment on camera, afraid they would be condemned by their parents. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.